curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Neustetter's Jewelers is proud to announce they are reopening their doors on Monday, May 18th. Thank you to the community for continuing to support local St. Louis-owned businesses. They can't wait to help you browse their showroom or with watch and jewelry maintenance. Check them out at the corner of Doherty Ferry and Big Bend.
Most lenders have tightened up their guidelines, but not at the Home Loan Expert. We are originating loans at full capacity, saving our clients hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Cardinal Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning has brought impeccable service to St. Louis for over 40 years, and their father-son team has succeeded because of one philosophy. If it's not the most thorough cleaning you ever had, it's free. This led to a business that thrives off referrals because their customers are used to the hard work and immaculate results. Their unique method leaves zero residue and dries within 3 to 4 hours. Give them a chance to prove their perfection. CardinalCarpetCleaner.com and 636-288-8910.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star's Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Well, since this America's is Good News Day, I just decided to name it that myself. There's somebody who has some good news because their business is also doing well. That's what happens when you do it right. Folks, once again, the best Chevy dealer in the United States, John Landoff. I'm reluctant to ever say anything is the best, but in your case, I'm just assuming it's probably true. And I have the qualifications because I've bought lots of cars in my life, so I've seen how other dealers operate.
How you doing, fella?
I am doing great today. This is a really good day. And the last...
You're having a lot of these good days.
No, no, I'm not.
There's
this week, no,
yes,
no,
you are.
No, this week, 3 days
let's
so far. Three
don't
good days.
Let's start off arguing. Let's don't start off, but you're having a lot of good days.
No, you can't tell me how many good days I'm having. You're not me. I've had like three really good days.
Well, I know I'm not you, but I talk to you all the time.
Yes.
I mean, you call all the time. And
I don't, hold on, well, hold on. I don't call you all the time.
Well, what, yes, you do. The other night you called them.
The other night.
Hey, they're on the phone for half an hour. Right? Yeah. No, it was great. We had a great chat. Yeah, it was great.
No, luckily, no, that luckily, sounded no, like
no,
that.
No, luckily we were only having salad for dinner, so it doesn't worry. It's not going to get cold. I mean, it's a salad.
Okay, here's what I take from this.
It's a great thing.
Here's what I take from this.
That's the great thing about salad.
That you thought that we talked too long, or you wouldn't have said,
no,
yeah, talk for half an hour. So I'll next time I'll keep it very brief, and I'll limit my call.
I just came up with a phrase. I want to tease you with it. I just came up with a phrase. I want to try and monetize this. The customer's always right.
Well, that's stupid. Well, yeah, that's the stupidest phrase I've ever heard.
Okay. I could make
I'm a customer. I bought cars from it.
You know, Tim, when you come on, shouldn't you look and say, hey, John, it's Tim. How you doing? Oh, great, great, Tim. Thanks very much. Go ahead.
Hey, John, Tim's medicated today. He had knee surgery yesterday.
Yeah, don't pay attention to anything he says. He's on Vicodin.
Most of you guys are medicated every day. What are you talking about? Just
he's got a point. He got a point. Say hello to Dr. Doug. He's medicated every day.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good. How are you, young man? How's our dog?
Fantastic. I appreciate the young. Appreciate the young man. It doesn't happen that often these days. But, no, everything's beautiful. Matter of fact, you know, Drake, the wonder dog, Drake, the duck retriever, is here at work because he comes in every day. And you might say, well, why do you bring your dog?
Why do you bring your dog in every day?
Why do you bring your dog in every day?
Yeah, why?
So that Mimi doesn't change the locks on the door, because if that dog was almost 3 year old British lab was at home all the time, he'd be sometimes he sits on that back patio and his nose is up against the back door to come inside, and he just looks at us, that tail wagging, and we're like going, come on. So we sneak him in when she's not looking sometimes.
Tell me if you think this is a mean thing to say. Dr. Doug came in today, and I, for the first time ever, I noticed that from a certain angle, he looked like Kenny Rogers. I said, Doc, you look like Kenny Rogers. He said, he's dead. I said, I know. You look just like him.
Oh, boy.
It made me feel so good.
Well, even a dead Kenny Rogers with plastic surgery is better than...
If I can have his bank account, I'd be happy to be alive.
I'll be happy.
Yeah, well, there's
that.
Probably not much in it now.
Well,
he's probably been emptied out.
He finally admitted in an interview before he died, and I'm so glad he did, that the plastic surgery was the stupidest thing he ever did, and he regretted it so much, and there's nothing he could do. You can't reverse it. I'm just so glad somebody came out and said, without saying it, hey, don't do this. Don't do what I did, because you could ruin your face.
Frank, that's easy for you, because I mean, you have natural good looks, so you don't need to worry about plastic surgery. You don't need to spend $25,000 on like a facelift or eye, whatever they do with the eyes to remove those wrinkles. You don't have any wrinkles, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
uncomfortable.
When you're blessed with good looks, don't worry about it, buddy. Right?
When I'm blessed, I won't worry about it. When that day comes that I miraculously become blessed with good looks, I won't worry about it
anymore. You have them. Come on. So, having a great day. That's good to hear. We are too, because I know you were really on the tip of your tongue. You were going to ask me how I'm doing, but maybe you did earlier. But that's okay. It's all right. I know you care. I know you care.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Tim said, I'm the customer.
How you doing, John?
But I'm also
Buddy,
the customer.
You
You're a customer of mine. I'm a customer of yours. It's a wash. We can say anything we want to each other.
That's right. We sure can.
There you go.
You good-looking son of a gun, you.
You big-nosed son of a gun.
God.
Don't be jealous. Just because I get more oxygen than you do.
I'm sorry?
Frank, do you find like when you're running, out on the mean streets where you take more oxygen in through your nose?
I haven't run since I was 12.
Oh, that's
so I don't know. It was 12 years old last time I ran. I don't know.
Do you find yourself winded when you go up more than like 5 flights of stairs?
How about more than 5 steps? How about that? Yes, I do. But not as much lately, because I'm down 23 pounds today in the last 3.5 weeks, and I'm still on it. So not as winded as before.
Did he say when you run through the mean streets of Wildwood?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
He's supposed to be funny, but even though you got it, you didn't laugh. So
okay.
Well, a lot of people laugh, I'm sure.
Let me hang on. Let's listen. No, I don't hear anybody. Anybody laughing at that? So I'm guessing business is good. Do you find that the customers are nicer now or not as nice?
Well, let me just answer that question this way, Frank. I'm a firm believer that there are still well into the upper 90s of people that are good people and nice, and that don't like to dwell on those that are just negative, that don't like to smile. But Johnny Lundup Chevrolet customers, AM and the PM.
Well, those customers, of course.
Yes, they're unbelievable,
because they're happy. They're happy.
Yeah. Gosh, just talked to Mike Milicic, M-I-H-E-L-C-I-C.
Milicic. Spell it again.
M-I-H-E-L-C-I-C.
Little chick.
Mike.
Little chick.
With Sisler Real Estate.
Okay.
Up in Illinois, and I sent you his voicemail message. I mean, you could just tell his.
It did not.
Happy.
Oh, I did. I heard it this morning. Yes.
He's happy. I mean, just the voicemail message, and then, God, I guess. Did you call him?
You didn't give me a number. I just heard the voicemail. I didn't have a number.
So, a super nice guy, and we're going to do business with him every day. Every day, there's another AM and the PM customer, and you know they're really great days. Like coming into the weekend on Friday and Saturday. There could be two, there could be three, you know. So it is the number one form of advertising that we do. That
So, John, if you don't mind, because I don't think you heard it earlier, I would like to once again share this story because it lit me up and it's made probably my month at least. Bertarelli started Monday with me. They've had a presence on the station, but they allowed me, starting Monday, to let the world know that, you know, not only do they sharpen 2,500 knives a day, let me stop a second. Sidebar, last night my son-in-law made pork steaks, and I used my new Bertarelli steak knives. We forgot what a really good sharp steak knife was like. We practically needed a chainsaw to cut food because our knives were so dull. This was fantastic. So Monday, they came on and let me, I got the privilege of speaking for them. Yesterday, I talked about the contactless thermometers, the thing you hold up to the forehead and it takes your temperature. I brought one in and we took Buffa's temperature and I took everybody's. Then we were all within the range and we're fine. This morning, that was yesterday. This morning, Bertarelli, and listen carefully for any business, hospital, dental clinic who's going, we just can't seem to find masks or whatever or thermometers. This morning, they sold 1,000 thermometers.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'll say 230, let me get the number, 238 of them were bought by, I don't know what hospital in St. Louis, but whoever you are, thank you for obviously listening yesterday and buying 238 thermometers. And then they sold another 700 whatever for a total of 1,000 this morning. And that's one of the reasons this is just a great week for
those
this show. For this
those
show.
Weren't rectal thermometers?
Then I just said thermal contactless forehead. He just wanted to say rectal. He likes that word. He likes anal glands, rectum.
Anal rectal.
He loves any of that rectal stuff. He's a vet.
Damn near killed him.
Yeah, he is a vet. He's a good one too. Yeah. So that was funny.
Thank you.
That was really funny. You know, funniest thing that's been on this show for a long time.
Well, isn't that nice? And that's including all the things you've said. So, okay.
No. It's okay. See, you know, you can say stuff about my nose. Hey, that's okay.
I said one thing.
Care.
You just mentioned it again. I mentioned it once, and now you have mentioned it again.
That's right. I got a big nose. Doesn't matter. I had to order a special mask, okay?
Your nose is actually not that big. It's just big enough, like Bill Cleveland's, that we can kind of have fun with it. The guy that I, in my life, who had the biggest nose of anybody I ever knew, was the late, great Donald Red Lair, who was the police chief in Baldwin. And I was at the police station 3 days ago in Baldwin in the chief's office, and the building now says the Donald Red Lair Police Headquarters, and I was so glad. His nose, John, wow. If you stood next to him, you would feel like your nose was abnormally small. This guy had and he had such a great sense of humor about it. And he, not only did he not mind if you made Doja, he laughed loud on anybody.
You're talking about this guy an awfully long time during my
He was a great guy, that's why.
Okay, all right, that's all right. Good, we done with him?
Wow, I bet he's turning over his grave. How disrespectful.
I'm sorry. Disrespectful. Don't mean to be. Mm. It's just, you know, this is the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet segment, but that's okay.
It's the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet segment that's supposed to last a minute or two, that normally lasts like 20 minutes. Say.
No. You know, I was on hold for five, I think. That's all right. So,
here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to.
We have a new sponsor for your segment, John.
Yeah, we can sell a sponsor to your segment that you host.
You didn't like my first option. How about this one? The customer's always wrong.
So I do think is going to use Bertarelli, so she's going to check that out because, I mean, she's a great cook, and she uses knives. And so that's going to be cool because you're right, man. You know, a well-sharpened knife, period, you know, for steaks, for chops, for, pork steaks coming up this week. This is going to be a different Memorial Day. I mean, let's face it. Just to segue, I love Memorial Day. It's just not only for what it stands for what it really means. You know, it's not for, you know, barbecuing and getting drunk.
But it's the breakout holiday. It's the breakout from winter holiday. It is.
It is. And God, do we need some sunshine.
We'll get it. It's coming. We're going to have some this weekend.
I can't wait. So, it's all good. I think... Complete Auto Body is
start two. They start next week.
All right, but we'll talk about them today. It's Kurt Barks. A very, 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 very good friend of mine that does all of our body work.
Can I share something with you about him?
Yeah, interrupt me. That's okay. Go ahead. Mimi.
No, this is no. Go ahead, Mimi. That was a good one.
That was a nice little
guy. I hope she heard that.
Yeah, like I said, she's the only one. I have to use that here with like Bruce Weiner in meetings. I'm like, Bruce, you know, I'm going to start calling you Mimi because you interrupt me all the time. Go ahead.
I'm going to share with you about Mr. Barks that you didn't know. And you've known him a long time. I haven't. But I asked him, what do you prefer, Kurt or Curtis? And he said, Curtis. Now, I'm telling you that because now when you talk to him, you can start calling him Curtis, and he'll wonder, wow, how did he know all of a sudden I like to be called Curtis?
We have done just an ungodly amount of business.
I know that.
Forth. And I know if I, you know, I.
But you never asked him, did you? You never asked him. Hold on. Did you ever ask him, do you prefer to be called Kurt or Curtis? You never asked him that, I bet.
You know, I think I have.
No, you haven't.
He probably told me, Kurt, you're the new guy.
No, he did not.
You're the new guy. You're just getting to know him. He's a great guy. By the way, Kurt, Curtis Barks. Maybe call him Kurt Curtis or Curtis Kurt. You know, I mean, it's a great, he's just a great guy. Unbelievable body shop. Unbelievable. The work is, I mean, everybody here, all of our customers, they do all of our warranty work. They do everything. So we don't like it that we have maybe one of our demos or a company vehicle that gets damaged. But, hey, we know exactly where it goes, and it goes to
Complete Auto Body.
Complete Auto Body. Yeah. He's also got a towing company. You know, this guy does it all. Sharp guy. But, Frankie, I know you don't like to be called that.
I don't like that.
Well.
I don't like it.
If you'd have played sports, though, because you always have a nickname, and you probably played sports, we just don't want to talk about what sport it was, but, your nickname would have been Frankie.
No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been Well Hung or Long Dong. Wouldn't have been Frankie.
You played badminton.
Well, I'm glad you cracked the joke because we needed some laughter here. Mm. So listen, you know what? We have
joke.
A number.
Chicken butt. It's 5 cents a cut. Dipped in grease. One apiece.
314. 837-1-800. 314-837-1-800.
Got it.
Yep. And 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. And the Autoplex, Johnny Lawndoff Autoplex with Chip Unterberg and Jimmy Sappho and the team, 636-706-5700. So 636-706-5700. Or hey, just email me at Lawndoff, JR at Lawndoff.com, and I'm going to be listening. Dr. Doug.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Can I ask you a question real quickly?
Yes.
Do you see a direct correlation between increased sales, vehicle sales, and this? We have this tremendously low gas
price
right now, and this will last probably for several years, possibly. So I assume that's a positive thing for you guys.
Great question. There is a boom on trucks. Everyone with a 0% for 84 months, 120 day deferred payment. I mean, so we're running out of Silverados, but we've only sold 10 cars for the month. But we only have 100 cars in stock, new. Ooh. Now we've got a couple of hundred pre-owned vehicles, cars. But we have almost 400 trucks in stock. Let's face it. it's unbelievable. The pricing for fuel is unbelievable, and let's hope it stays there for a long time. And another rush on Tahoes and Suburbans, you know. So, and Doug, you're sharp. It's good to have someone that's really, really sharp on that program. Okay,
we don't deserve it.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you, doctor.
Oh boy,
I just lost all my credibility right there.
All right, well, have a great rest of the show, and thank you, Frank, and thank you all on the team, the AM and the PM team, and thank the great listeners for your support.
All right, thank you, John.
Bye, John.
Bye, Frank.
Bye, buddy.
Hey, why does he do that?
Does he like anybody on the show?
He didn't like you. He likes everybody but you.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him privately. I said, off the record, John. He goes, I can't stand him.
Okay.
I'm just sharing that with you.
That's fine.
Everybody knows what it means when it's Wednesday. It means Dr. Doug is here. I'm going to give the phone numbers, and then we will do the official introduction. If you have a pet, or you're thinking about getting a pet, you have a grandson like mine who loves lizards. Now he has two great, big, fat, long lizards. I don't know why, but he loves them. Or turtles or birds or whatever. This is your guy. 314. Pay attention now. Write this down or memorize it. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Dr. Doug, we're going to play the theme music here any second. I just want you to know he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. There it is. There's that Christmas music that isn't really Christmas music.
How much is that job?
But it sounds like Christmas music in the beginning.
The one with the wife.
Is that Mark in the song, or did you put that in? Is that in there?
It's in the song.
Yeah, that's in the original.
I've never even noticed it until now.
What was that?
Well, there's again. Okay.
Well, I should have took the credit for that.
We are here to take your calls for Dr. Doug. Please welcome, if you would, officially, Dr. Doug Pernico.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everybody today?
Back a little bit. You just blew everybody's ears out.
Not you.
Limey will take care of it. He'll take care of it. How you doing?
I am AM in the PM.
That's a good one to do. Last week, we tripped you up and we distracted you and kept you from saying that.
I know.
All right, we have two lines open. Jump on them. You will get through. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Tony has been holding a long time. And, Tony, take all the time you want. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
All right. I never miss your segment. I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, hi, everybody else.
Tim. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hope your knee's doing well, Tim.
Thank you.
Take
you long.
I originally called because I had a joke, but I'll do that some other time.
No. We got till 6 o'clock. What's the joke?
It's rather risque, so cut me off if you need to.
How risque are we talking?
I tell risque jokes all the time. You just take the dirty words out of them. What's the joke?
Okay, I'll be surprised if you don't know this one, and I didn't hear you load it up. So
well, hang on. You didn't give me time. Hold on. Go ahead. All right, now slowly. Go.
All right, there it is. Okay, this guy and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I know this. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You probably do.
Go ahead.
This guy and his girlfriend are having sex, and they decide to do 69.
Mm. What? Does this end with, I don't think I can take 68 more of those?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No. So they're going at it for quite a while, and oh my God, this thought pops in his mind that he totally forgot he had a dental appointment, and it was like within 15 minutes. So he jumps up, he runs in the bathroom, and he starts brushing his teeth, and uses toothpaste and rinses his mouth and does it again with even more toothpaste and going at it as fast as he can. He didn't want to be late for that appointment, so spits that out, and then he uses mouthwash two or three different times. He didn't want that smell in his mouth.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Hey, maybe he was right when he said he might not be able to. Right. It's too risque.
Are you the guy that called me the other day and told me this joke over the phone?
No.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you keep going. Go ahead.
Okay, so he goes to the dental appointment. He gets in there, sits in the chair, and the dentist comes in, the doctor comes in, and he opens his mouth, and Dennis says, "You've been having 69 sex, haven't you?" And he says, "Oh, my God, can you smell that on my breath?" And he said, "No, Your forehead smells like poop.
I like that one.
You know what? You did it, and you didn't violate any FCC regulations.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
One of our listeners told me a joke about guy selling, couldn't sell toothbrushes.
I know that.
Cookies. Yeah. I thought that was the joke that was coming.
Tastes like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. One by toothbrush.
Yeah, he was,
well done. Yeah, well done, Tony. What's your question for Dr. Doug?
Well, Dr. Doug, I have a rescue dog. He is the love of my life. He's, we think, about 11 years old. He seems to be in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And, up until a couple months ago, he seemed to be slowing down somewhat and taking a little more time to get up and jumping up in the bed. And so I called my vet, and he told me to try Dasiquin.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
So I've had him on that for, maybe close to a couple of months, and that really seemed to help because he seems to be hopping up a little easier. And so my question is, with the warmer and even hotter weather coming on, I usually walk him and my other dog every day, and we probably walk maybe a mile. How do I know, and how can I be careful that I don't overdo it with him?
You walked a mile total all the days, total up to a mile, or you walk a mile every day?
Every day.
A mile every day.
Ah, okay, that's different then.
Yeah, we just go around the neighborhood, and when I can get him in my car, which he hates to ride in the car, I'll take him to a park and let them run off leash. But, is there a way I can tell that I'm not overdoing it?
Yeah, the running off the leash is what's going to hurt him. The walking shouldn't be a problem. That's pretty controlled. But you'll know because after an event that evening, he's going to feel like poop, and he won't be able to, be comfortable, and you know that you kind of overdid it. So I know that it's great to let him run and run free, but I did the same thing with one of my dogs years ago, and ever since that episode where she was just running free, she just over time started to decline. She was about 12 when that happened, so you're in the same game. So I would just say just be really cautious and don't push it. And
so somebody has a dog out on the farm. Dog's running free. This is just older dogs we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about an older dog. This is an 11-year-old dog with his...
Okay, a young dog can just run all they want.
Yeah. Okay. It's a clinical problem that you're defining, and you're just going to exaggerate it if you push him too hard. So use common sense. Watch the dog. You know the dog better than anybody. And if you see that it's putting too much pressure on him or he's acting weak or painful, then back off from that action. Okay?
Okay. Like I said, I love him dearly. I want to keep him around as long as I can.
I get it.
Okay. Thank you again.
Right, okay.
I appreciate it. I am AM in the PM.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you, Tony. Yeah. All of our lines are open. All of them.
And someone called and he said he was going into cell hell, and he was. I could tell. But he wanted to ask Dr. Doug how the turtle was doing at the zoo that was... had surgery. Do you know anything about that?
I didn't hear anything about that.
It has an eight shape because it got stuck in one of those
Egg.
No, got in one of those soda.
Rings.
Yeah, the soda rings. Well, the cans.
I've seen that. I've seen a picture of that before. I didn't realize that there was another turtle.
A lot of people know what we're talking about. When you buy like a six or eight pack of canned soda, they have the plastic rings that hold them together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, apparently a turtle got one stuck on him when he was like, small enough, and now it's grown up and it actually kept it like around there. And now this turtle looks like a figure eight.
Yeah.
Why didn't somebody cut it off?
Because, it was in the wild.
It formed that way.
It formed like its shape, like its shell, the turtle's body.
The turtle's name is Peanut because it's shaped like a two-nut peanut.
Okay.
Well, that's not going to change, unfortunately. And
It's stuck like that now, isn't it?
Yeah, one of my giant tortoises I got as a baby, and it had already some malformations like that. And as it's grown up, now it's a big 75-pound tortoise, it still has a constraint.
For women who want a tiny waist, they do that in some countries, don't they?
They do it over here as well.
Well, they do?
Yeah, corset. Google corset.
Oh, come on.
Google corset training. There are women in this country, lots of them, that have waists, like where you can literally connect your hands around their waist.
Because
they were,
as children, somebody bound.
No, this is when they started as, like, you know, in the late 20s, or it's like, you know, some fashion thing. Trust me, Google it. But then, corset training, it's
who's
weird.
Who's that Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, she looks like she's done that.
I thought you'd have to do it with their children. What are those countries where they bind their feet to make their feet stay small?
That was in China and India and stuff like that.
China and India.
How do you say it?
China and
China.
India.
India.
Yeah,
there you go. I think somebody bound me the wrong way.
I like China.
No, they did the opposite. They put whatever something it was on you to make your stomach go up. I had that done too. I'm fighting it now. But that seems terribly cruel. To bind a little baby's feet, mm-hmm. so as you grow, your feet can't grow. And that's what we're talking about with the waist.
Yeah, how about the African cultures that put the rings on their neck?
And their necks are like 18 inches long.
Right.
That is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
This is crazy. I'm looking this up. That China banned this in 1911, but bound feet were at one time considered in China as a status symbol, as a mark of beauty. Who would possibly think that?
Well, Chinese? I know women don't like to have big feet, but that's a ridiculous extreme.
But there were women in China that were still alive in 2007 that had bound feet.
So as adults, they had like a size 2 or something. Foot.
Wow. Yeah.
They're basically like they break the toes and they bend it in half.
Once you get taller and a little bigger, wouldn't you just fall over? Your feet aren't going to hold you up.
No, basically, to them, it was just kind of just walking on like stilts. They just had to walk very slowly.
You learn to balance.
Yeah.
And then the marks you make in the sand, it's like two holes you punch when you walk through the sand. Remember that, the cartoon,
yes.
Dan?
Yes.
It's cruel, and it's something we can't share with you. But,
I know.
So let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hi. In the PM.
Thank you, Rick. How are you, Rick?
I'm fine. We had a Chihuahua, 14 years. Finally, the dog died. He just loved my wife. I mean, he just loves her to death. But I couldn't get near this dog unless she was gone.
That's why you said the way you said it. Finally, he died. Most people say, and then tragically, my dog finally passed away. Not you. Finally, he died.
It was half a threat.
You were jealous. You were jealous because the dog was getting more attention than you. I don't blame you.
The only time the dog would come around me is when he knew I had to feed him. That was about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're buying a new dog.
Okay.
Buying a new dog, and my wife has figured out that she can't go for the rest of her life without another dog. So we're looking at Yorkies, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering, are they the same way as Chihuahuas? Are they real possessive like that?
No, not typically. I think they're great one-on-one pets for people, and I think
he wants one that's good one-on-two. He's tired of the one-on-one thing. He had that. That was his wife.
I've been looking for a one-on-two myself, but it is not.
I'll give him a rim shot. Yorkies are fun. Are you getting a small one?
Huh? Yeah.
A small one, because they have the teacup Yorkies, and then
they have silkies and all that. Yeah. I think they're a good choice.
The what? The silkies?
Silky is
what the heck is that?
It's another kind of Yorkie version with the real long silver silky hair. Really pretty.
We have a Morkie, which is a Yorkie and Maltese.
Good story.
Yeah. The Maltese is also a very good dog.
Yeah.
They're simple. They're smart. They don't seem to shed. And it's a good dog for you. So is your question, like, which should I do? Or is that a...
Are they also... They're good with kids, right? I got a lot of grandkids running around.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get a puppy, right?
Yes, definitely a puppy.
Yeah, that'll work. You just have to introduce everybody.
Okay, hi, this is Tom, this is Jim, and this is New Yorkie.
Okay. I got one more quick question, if I could.
Sure.
I have a snake, and I woke up this morning, and the snake was just stiff. I mean, stiff as a...
You're talking about your snake or a real snake? Because when you wake up and your snake is stiff, don't complain about that. That's a good thing.
What is that anymore?
Dr. Doug's sitting there trying to remember when his snake was stiff.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So your snake was stiff.
I took him to the veterinarian, and the vet told me he had an erectile dysfunction.
Oh, you know what? Come on.
Erectile dysfunction. I've heard that joke on the show.
You can do better than that.
All that for that. But if he was stiff, he wouldn't have had the dysfunction, would he?
Yeah, that's what your joke didn't make any sense, Rick.
That is down.
Erectile dysfunction, the snake would have been limp.
Yeah.
Say, you got to revise that joke before you tell it again.
And I think Yorkies are a lousy choice for you.
Oh.
I'm just teasing.
Anything
okay,
else?
Okay, I'm done.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Rick. Dan's right. That joke. He'd need to think before.
It.
Yeah. Right.
Dysfunction, that snake would, yeah. And now we go to, here are our numbers before we take the next call. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Tom, you're up next. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Well, AM and the PM.
Good to hear. Always.
I appreciate you guys every week. I've been listening to you longer than I can remember.
Thank you.
But my question is...
No, hold on. He's not telling you that, Doc. He's talking to, like, us, the show.
What was I thinking?
When he says, I've been listening to you guys, I think he meant, like, you know, the show. Did you mean Dr. Doug also?
You're welcome, Tom.
Of course. The whole team.
Okay. You are included, Doc. Go ahead. What do you got, Tom?
Go for it.
We've got a pair of doodles. One a Labradoodle, one a Golden Doodle. And we are playing with the idea of getting chickens from right down at the mullets all the way up. And do you have any idea, are these dogs going to interact with these things, or are they going to think
no, they're
going to
eat
bait?
Them. Mm-hmm. They're going to eat the chickens.
They're going to tear them up.
You know, I think the Labradoodle, if he's got any significant lab in him, he might be more interested in chewing on them. But I don't know that for a fact. So I would say just, again, it's all about introducing them to chickens. You need to do it with, someone has to have control of each dog. And I'd probably do it one dog at a time and let them kind of mill around with the chickens with your control, smell them and this and that. And, I think then you can slowly give them some freedom with it. And that would be the way I would do it.
I would think a chicken would be a very tasty temptation for a dog.
Would be.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
Oh yeah. Maybe chicken tastes great.
Maybe it's because we like chicken. Right. I don't know how animals feel about chickens.
Yeah. Dogs love them if they can eat them, torture them a little bit.
And a lab isn't a lab just sort of inherently the bred to go after fowl? I mean, they duck hunting and bird hunting. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one that you might. I don't think
the golden retriever would be a problem, but. Maybe neither of them will be problems. They're really great dogs, both breeds, and mixed in with your doodles are really...
you just don't want to get a... Would these be puppies, Tom? Young puppies?
No. We have the youngest one just turned a year old, the golden. And but we have... we've got an overgrown backyard. Over an acre is our fenced-in backyard. And we have ticks out the yin-yang.
Oh, boy.
From my understanding is the chickens love to eat ticks.
That's true, Doc.
Get a possum.
Yeah, ticks to chicks.
ticks for chicks. I didn't know that. I didn't know they ate ticks.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They'll mill around and also drop down the material a little bit, so that'd be good. Or you can get goats.
Yeah, and it's that was another thought. But,
Or a lawnmower. Have you heard of these things? Lawnmower. That'll cut down grass. Are you married, Tom? Do you have a wife? Why is your grass high? Are you married?
Oh, yeah, 40 years.
Why is she cutting the grass?
We don't cut the grass in the backyard. It's all forest.
Well, I was on the impression you didn't like all the ticks. The grass was too tall. Your wife out there to cut it. Or let her go up and get ticks all over her, and then your dog. Let them get on her, and then your dogs will be safe. She'll get all the ticks. Another option.
Yeah, but she brings them to bed, then they get on me. Same.
You sleep with your wife? Ooh.
Uh huh.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody has to keep her warm.
So what do you think, Doc? What do you need to do?
That's good try. Now, what you're going to want to do, because those chickens are going to, you're going to have a chicken house because they'll have to go in at night. Otherwise, the coyotes and foxes will get them before you know
that's
it.
Right. Coyotes, they love chickens.
They love it. And the foxes are amazing. They're very talented at killing, so you have to watch those things. But yeah, I think it's worth a try and see how it goes. I don't know how big it is. I don't know how many birds you're going to need to get what you want.
What are you doing it for the eggs? What are you doing this for?
Get rid of the ticks.
Only for the ticks.
Everything.
Okay.
Getting rid of the ticks. Of course, you know that's only going to be part of the year because middle of winter ticks are not really an issue. Right. Although this last winter the dogs came in with ticks here all winter long. Not terribly bad in the bad weather, but which was surprising because the flea collars, the other things you get from the vet for the ticks and so mm-hmm. forth. These ticks are just their hybrids, I guess, because they pay no attention to that stuff.
Why can't they make a yard collar? I'm serious, like a band that goes around your fence in your yard that has tick repellent built in it. A tick fence, so to speak. Why not? There you go, Doc. Come up with that. You make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So are you going to have hens, too, for eggs?
Yes, that would be. It's part of the overall plan.
Do those pastel eggs. You guys ever see these? These pastel-colored eggs?
Uh-huh.
They lay eggs that are pastel-colored, like a beautiful light blue and green. Oh, yeah.
Also,
now, I don't know if they taste any better, but they look great.
Same. Yeah, I love them. I was doing a lot of chicken work, and yeah, all colors, amazing how beautiful those eggs are.
Eggs
some
used
people
to be,
breed just for eggs.
Eggs used to just be brown or white. These eggs are pastel-colored.
Wow.
They're really, I don't know what that happens, but it's pretty cool. Well, good luck, Tom, with your chickens.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
We appreciate
Let us know
it.
How it goes with the introductions.
All right.
And again, the lines are open. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255.
There are also purple eggs and pink eggs that are naturally laid.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Pastel blue, pastel yellow. They're like a
they breed for
green
now.
Yeah, there's a pale green. Yeah, I don't, and again, I don't know if they're any better tasting. It doesn't matter. They just look
just
great sitting out in a bowl on the,
How do they do that?
What's that?
Color. Yeah, I don't know.
Breed a chicken to lay a certain color egg. Yeah, like, what if I wanted to, I mean, could scientists breed chickens to lay black eggs?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think there are black
eggs. That would be something.
There are black chickens.
I think there are black eggs. Check and see.
All right.
There are black chickens.
I've never
seen black
chickens. But.
You know, there are.
Let's talk to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Debbie. Oh, Debbie.
I was on my walk the other day,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little snake, like a garter snake,
mm-hmm.
and he had the back hind end of a frog in his mouth.
Okay.
Now, how does that end up?
It ends up because their jaws, Doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, they have the ability to open their mouths about five times as wide as their bodies, and they can gulp down a frog and little by little choke it on down the rest of their bodies. Right, Doc?
Excellent. Yeah.
Most people have never seen a snake really open its mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
They disarticulate their jaw.
Right.
And it's totally now a big open stretch, and the muscles help them. They literally, as Frank just said, they use their contractions to kind of move it down. They'll stretch their neck up in the air, and it works. And they're amazingly developed for that. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing if you think about it.
So you're saying he's going to be able to swallow that whole frog?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Go watch the movie Anaconda and watch the anaconda eat John Voight, the actor, swallows him whole.
Yeah, and that's a true story.
I saw that.
Yes.
That's a true story. That actually happened. Here's the thing, Debbie, go on YouTube and pull up any, like, National Geographic footage and watch a python or watch any snake. Watch a rat snake or a black snake eat an animal, like a big rat or a chicken. It's five times in circumference, bigger around than the snake, yet the snake will swallow it whole.
Or look on there for the python that eats the alligator.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God. So, I thought it was more like a Mexican standoff that the snake would just get tired of it and off he'd go.
No, they'll work on that for a long time to get that meal down because that snake won't have to eat again for probably a week. Right, Doc?
Exactly.
That meal, they eat a whole rabbit or a rat, and they're done for a week or two. They just live off that for a while.
Even longer. Don't some snakes only have to be fed once a month?
Well, it just depends on what's available. In the wild, they're going to be opportunistic.
I mean, like a domestic snake, like a pet snake.
It depends on the size of the snake.
Wow.
But I used to feed my, I had two pythons that I raised from babies in college, and they were 14 foot long in my home, and I would feed them.
How long?
14 foot apiece.
Wow. You're nuts.
And I would walk on campus with these things around my shoulders, and it wasn't a really good thing for girls, so they didn't like that.
Well, you had to be considered like a campus weirdo.
I was.
A guy with a big snake wrapped
around. Two of them.
All the time. But anyway, it was... It works.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, they'll eat. They would eat these big giant, those big white lab rabbits, and I would feed one a week or one every 2 weeks, and it'd take them 3 hours to eat it.
Yeah. I would think the snake would be an impetus though to help you with the ladies, like, hey, go out with me or he's gonna eat you.
You think this snake is big?
My friend here's gonna eat you if you don't have dinner with me.
Wouldn't that be something if we could do that? Like if I just ate an animal and I had to eat for a week or two. Yeah, that'd be kind of good. In some, except for a while, you walk around with a really big neck and belly because it's still you know working its way down. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I am AM in the PM.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? What can we do for you?
I have an 18-month-old Doberman Pinscher who's in very good health, eats very good food, actually eats better than I do. About every other week, he needs to express his anal glands in the house.
Okay. He needs to express them? He expresses his own anal glands?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
It's amazing.
That's that rubbing.
Oh, that's that carpet scooting thing.
So,
he does not scoot on the carpet. It's basically, he's laying there, and all of a sudden, this nasty fish smell, and then he starts trying to get back and clean it.
You sure it's the dog?
The dog or my wife. I'm not really sure.
Oh, man.
Wow. So, I have seen individual dogs that have lots of problems like that. And what I have the veterinarian should do is just be checking him out. Go ahead and express the glands and then let him do that. And then come back on a monthly basis and let him see how much they're filling out quickly. Now, in the worst case scenario, if you have one that continues to exude this stuff and it is horrible, you can have that. I wouldn't promote it so easily, but you can have those surgically removed.
Well, that's my question. This has been going on since he was a puppy, and I have changed his food. I've changed his diet. I switched to salmon oil. We tried tuna for a while. It doesn't matter what we feed him, what we do. It continually happens constantly.
How does a dog express its own?
Just pressure, like this, like that straining.
So they don't even have to scoot on the carpet?
No, they don't. It just helps them a lot.
No.
Yeah. I never heard of that.
Yeah, so.
And quite honestly, you don't even know that it happens. He's just laying there, and then he gets up. And you smell it.
Yeah. Why can't you remove the anal glands? It's such a stinky thing.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, you can.
I've been told I can remove them, but it's dangerous and it's not good for the dog.
No, it's not dangerous in the hands of someone who does them all the time. But if you're not careful, you can damage the nerves of that area. Then you have a animal that's incontinent all the time, passing poop. But the other thing you can ask your veterinarian to do is to just do a light sedation and let them... flush the glands, clean out all that debris, install some antibiotic ointment, and see if that'll cut down the frequency of your need. And that's what we do with a lot of our clients.
So, all right, maybe we'll try that. I can tell when it's about to happen because he does not like you petting him back on those hind quarters, and I know he's getting close to you. So I know there's got to be a little bit of pain back there.
He reached back there with his paw?
I can't say. That would be kind of funny. Well, try that. Talk to your veterinarian, see if they'll do that for you. Most will. And you don't, in many cases, depending on the demeanor of the dog, you might not even have to sedate them. But it's simple, and it's a quick procedure, and it might actually help you out a lot.
All right, I'm going to try that. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, Mike, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. There goes Mike, and I'm about to say goodbye, and we all are, to Dr. Doug, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Next Wednesday, you think you'll be in town?
Love to.
Come on back. Kenny Rogers lookalike, everybody. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Right. Look at that. Look at that time. That was a quick 2 hours. Stick around. I hope you do, because after news, we have the Playhouse. So. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24-7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Encouraging coronavirus news is leading to a good day for Wall Street investors. The White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are still a few hotspots, but otherwise the numbers on new infections and deaths are on the decline. The S&P 500 closed at its highest level since early March. The Dow was up 369 points to 24,576. The S&P 500 added 49 to 2971. And the NASDAQ improved 191 points to 9376. President Trump is again predicting a strong economic turnaround later this year, meeting with the governors of Arkansas.